Artist Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
I'm your host, Prophetess Demetria, and I hope all is well. I pray that everyone is doing well in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank the Lord for being here today, another Thursday, here to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, I hope everyone has had some great days, and I have been praying and believing God that this will soon be over. Amen. That this rest that we have been forced to take will soon be over. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I want to start out by giving you some information. If you would like to contact me, you're more than welcome to contact me at prophetic55@gmail.com. Again, that's prophetic55@gmail.com. I like to hear from you. I like to see who's listening. And we can chat. If you would like to give us a call here, to chat and pray and talk to me while we're here online on this broadcast, you can call me live 888-627-6008. Again, if you would like to join the conversation with me, that number is 1-888-627-6008. Amen. Amen. I look forward to hearing from you. And at this time, if there's anyone out there that would like to have anything to say, you have any prayer requests, you're more than welcome to make them known. Amen. God is good. God is great. Yes, He is. Amen and amen. Well, I want to start by saying that God has truly given us the authority to overcome fear. Amen. We know that He hasn't given us a spirit of fear, and He has given us authority to overcome fear. And He has also reminded us in Matthew 10, Luke 10, 19, He's reminded us that nothing by any means shall harm us. Amen. We need to remember that. And I have been walking around and I have been speaking it forth into the atmosphere that nothing by any means shall harm us. Nothing by any means shall come nigh our dwelling place. Everywhere the sole of our feet tread upon, we possess the land. So we have no need to fear. Amen. All we want to do is stand firm on the foundation that we know about and that we believe. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to grab my glasses here, and I want to read some scripture. I'm going to read what I believe is a good scripture for us to stand on. And if you go with me to Luke 10 and verse 19, he said, "Now you understand that I have what? Imparted to you all my authority to trample over his kingdom," meaning the kingdom of the enemy. "And you will," he said, you will trample upon every demon before you. I'm reading out of the Passion Translation because I need you to know that we have been given the authority to trample upon the enemy's head, and that we do not have to take this sickness and disease and just embrace it. I really want you to know that's where I'm coming from today. We have the authority to walk freely in our minds, not to take the fear and embrace fear. Amen. You have been given the authority to trample upon it. Take the authority that God has given you. His grace has been made sufficient for you. And you don't have to take this sickness and just embrace it. Say, Lord, I thank you that I and my family are healed. We walk by faith, not by fear. Amen. Because your sight will cause fear to come upon you. But if you walk by faith, amen, you will begin to know that God didn't throw this on you. God didn't throw this out here. This is not what he desires for us. Amen. He doesn't desire this for us. He said we're overcomers, and we overcome every power that Satan tries to throw upon us. Amen. We overcome it. Amen. God's grace is sufficient for us. His grace has given us the authority. And I keep repeating that because you do have the authority. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so I just was thinking about how Jesus has overthrown everything, and his overflowing love and power is upon us. Amen. And just don't accept what you hear. Just say, when you hear these negativity, just say, Lord, I thank you that it's not coming nigh our dwelling place. Lord, I thank you because you have given us authority to not operate in fear, because he didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of love and a sound mind. Amen. Glory to God. And the same power that Jesus, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, is the same power that we have been given. Amen. It quickens our mortal body. Amen. And Jesus didn't speak these words. The Lord didn't speak these words just to be speaking them. Because remember, he also said that his word, when it goes out from among him, it does not return to him void, but it does that which it has been sent out to do. Amen. And so, you know, I did a message one time early on when I started this broadcast about your words. Amen. And when those words that you speak have life in them. Amen. So I'm here to encourage you to speak life. Amen. Speak life into your household. Speak life. When you get in the car, speak life. Lord, I thank you and I praise you that that sickness shall not come nigh me. Lord, I thank you. Pray to them. My family is covered with the blood of Jesus. Amen. And we send our condolences to all those that have lost loved ones to this condition, dis-ease. Amen. We send our condolences, but we pray for the family that is here. Amen. We pray for you that you embrace the love and the authority that you have been given to not accept the spirit of fear. To not accept the sickness and dis-ease. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just excited about how God is moving in this hour. Because I really, really want you to embrace that God did not put this upon you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Welcome, Joan. Welcome. Praise God. We're glad to have you. Amen.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Amen. I was just reading over in Luke, the 10th chapter, around verse 19, about how we have overcome every power of the enemy. And he has nothing to do with our will. We are not giving him any power. We're not giving him any authority. Amen. Because God has given us the authority. Amen. to not receive, to not operate in fear, to resist the enemy. And he will flee. If you are sincere in your heart and you trust God. Okay. Amen. You trust God with everything in you. You put all your trust in him. You don't trust man. You put all your trust in God. And he will bring you through this. Because, see, this didn't catch him by surprise. Amen. And you have to believe that. You have to receive it. You have to know that it's true. Let's go to John 15 and 5. Let's go over to John 15 and 5. Let's see. Okay, so over here in John 15 and 5, and remember, I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. And Joan, if you have another translation, you're more than welcome to read the scripture as well. We're going to go to John 15 and verse 5. And again, my reason for taking these particular scriptures is because I really want to get the message out, not to fear. When you're in God's hands, amen, no one can pluck you out. Okay? And John 15 and 5 says that I am the sprouting vine and you are the branches. This is Jesus talking. And as you live in union with me as your source, fruitfulness will stream from within you. Okay? But when you live separate from me, you are powerless. Amen. So I am letting you know that you have the power to overcome fear. Amen. And you can walk by faith. You can stand in faith, believing God, trusting him, obeying him. Amen. And never get overtaken by the wiles of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. Amen. It's very powerful to me. See, because it lets me know that I cannot live separated from the Lord. Because I always want to have the power of God in me. Amen. To know that I win every thing that tries to come against me, I win. Amen. It can't penetrate. It has no, it can't make its home and its abode here in me. Amen. You can speak these things that are not as though they were and they shall be. Amen. Mm-hmm. Open your mouth. Amen. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. For I'm walking in victory. Because, see, we go from victory to victory. Amen. So we're walking in victory. We're walking by faith, not by sight. What does it look like? Oh, I don't care what it looks like because God said. Amen. And those of you that believe that God put this out here, I need you to stop spreading that. He doesn't have to make you sick just so you can get well. He's a healer. He's not angry. Amen. I need you all to come to that understanding right away. That God did not, he doesn't put sickness and dis-ease and discomfort and sadness and all that. He doesn't put that on us. We don't serve that God. Amen. We serve a true and living God. Amen. makes us holy and acceptable unto him. That's who we are. That's who we serve. Our God is not a bully. You know? Yeah, he's not a bully. He's not going to, I'm going to spray this out there and let them get sick, and then I'll show them who I am. I'll go and heal them. That's, no, he doesn't have to do that. He is the creator. It's only one.
Yeah.
True and living God. He is, he was, and he still is. He's never leaving. Amen? And you don't have to go dig him up out no dirt and feed him no real weird fruit. Amen. You can talk to him. Amen. You can read about him. And then what you can do is you can repeat his word to him. Amen. He said, put me in remembrance of it. Amen. Begin to build a personal relationship with Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. So that you can have a relationship with him that's second to none, and then you know who it is that you're serving. Amen. You'll know that you don't have to get sick to build a relationship with him and see who he is. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Would you like to speak on this, Joan?
Oh, I'm listening to this. This is such good food. Excuse me for my throat. When he says he is divine, he is our nourishment. Everything we have comes
from. Amen.
Jesus, we can, like the verse says, we can't do anything without him. Amen.
Amen.
He says, and then over in connection with John 5:15, over in Romans also.
Yes.
Fast forward over in Romans also, Romans 8:32, he said, he who
yes.
did not spare his own son, but
that's
delivered
right.
him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen.
Amen.
And he says, and then you drop down to verse 34. He said, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Then he says,
yes.
who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Hallelujah. Then he goes down, he said, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through
Amen.
Him who loved us, for I am, this is Paul speaking, he says, for I am persuaded neither death, life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, that vine.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Not even Corona. Corona can't separate us from the love of God.
Glory.
And what he's
God.
Saying is that, amen, he paid, it has been paid for. This is a fixed fight.
Yes.
It has been paid. Our victory has been paid for by the blood of Jesus. We win, saints.
Yes.
We win.
Hallelujah.
We win. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is fixed. It's been paid for. Grab hold to it. It's been paid for. Your victory, your healing has been paid for by the blood of Jesus. He
yes.
did it all. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. He did it all for us. It's all been done. And all we have to do is acknowledge and believe it. And walk therein. Walk therein. Speak it out of your mouth. I believe God. Hallelujah. I let the record reflect. I believe God.
Yes.
I trust him. Amen. I trust him. I believe that he was raised from the dead. Amen. With new life in his hand. See, old things have passed away. So we don't have to go back to Isaiah talking about he was angry. And y'all go get in the house and stay in there. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. He sent his son who knew no sin to become sin for us. Amen.
Yes.
And so we don't have to go shut ourselves in the house and, you know, be afraid. Now, you shut yourself in your house to be with wisdom. If you want to stay in the house operating in wisdom, yes, but not in fear. Amen. Yes. Do not operate in fear. You have to have the faith to believe that God's word is real, is true. Amen. And it does everything that it has been sent out to do. And he's a healer. Amen. He's a provider. Amen. He's the Almighty God. And he loves us. Uncut and uncensored. Amen. He loves us. We're his workmanship. And we don't have to be made ashamed because we trust and believe God. Amen. With our whole heart, we love him. Amen. And that's the message. If you walk away with nothing else, knowing that he loves you. Amen.
Yes.
And he will not put nothing on you.
Yes.
Called sickness and disease.
Yes.
Amen. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. There's a message going around now where they're saying that he told everybody he's going to do this. And no.
Mm-mm.
He said, if you're in my hand, no man can pluck you out. There's lots of promises there. No sickness and disease shall befall you. It shall not come nigh you. Amen. Nor your dwelling place. You're blessed going in. You're blessed coming out. You're blessed if you're in the field. Amen. You're blessed when you come and when you go. Come on. Take that part. Why is it so easy? And I'm saying this, Joan. Why is it so easy for people to take the negative part, but they won't take the part where he said, I love you. I got you. Trust me. I cause you to be powerful when you accept me because of me on the inside of you. The same spirit that raised my son from the dead is the same spirit that quickened your mortal body today. Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Thank you.
You know? So we don't have to accept this. And that's on anything negative. You don't have to accept all the negative, weighty down stuff. You stand and see the salvation of God. Watch him move powerfully in your life. If you put him first, put him in it. I have a great example. I had papers scattered all around. It looked like I was sitting in a pool of papers. And you know, I my dad passed and I left here to take care of this. Amen. And I was feeling overwhelmed. And I said, let me give it to Jesus. He'll bear this thing. He said, take my yoke upon you, Demetria, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. So I don't have to be weighted down with all this. And soon as I let it go and I gave it to him, the phone began to ring. And it's like, I got you. I'll see you in 3 days. This is covered. This is taken care of. Come on, somebody. Nothing missing and nothing broken in him. With him in you and you in him. Amen. Make him a part of your life. Amen.
Amen.
You know,
and
yeah, because we've tried a lot of things. Try Jesus. He'll keep you. And there's a lot of listeners out there that are listening to me that know that I'm telling the truth. He will keep you in perfect peace if you let your mind stay on him and the things of him. He'll keep you in perfect peace. And the peace of God, what does it do? It surpasses all understanding. People won't even understand why you have all that peace. Come on, somebody. The peace of God. I'm not talking about peace, man-made peace. You know, there was a story I was reading when the Lord, I think it was over in Matthew, and the Lord was telling them, when he was telling them to go out. And he said, when you go out, he told them to leave their purses at home. Meaning you won't need any money. That's some trust to leave the house, especially in this day and time, with no credit card, no cash, your checkbook. Leave all that at home because I'm going to take care of you. I got you. And yeah. Then you go in the store and people, the cashier say, oh, the man in front of you paid for all your stuff already. You know, and the lady behind you came up before you and took care of this. That's some faith to leave your stuff at home and trust God. But he said that you leave your purse at home because they're going to clothe you. They're going to make sure you eat everything you need. God's got it. Amen. I remember a time when my mother and my son and I had went out to Marie Callender's to eat, and our little bill was kind of hefty. But when we got ready to pay it, the lady said, oh, it's paid. Paid in full. Amen. That's like saying you have no need to fight in this battle. It's already won.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Before all this virus stuff happened, a lot of places I was going, they say, oh, someone already paid it forward. I said, well, let me pay it forward then, too. Amen. And you keep that wheel turning. You keep it going. Well, it's the same way with trusting God. And then if you don't feel, he told them on in that story, he said to them, he said, if they receive you, and they love on you and all these things he was saying, he said, then leave your peace. Amen. That peace that you have on you, if you go somewhere and the people treat you right, leave your peace there. Amen. But if they don't, he told them to take your peace and get to getting. Amen. So I'm telling you that because I want you to know that God gives us, he gave his son good gifts to give unto us. Amen. And since he gave us the gifts, why not receive the gifts and operate in them? He said, freely I gave it to you. Freely you received it. Now freely you give it out. Amen. And it's not hard to do. It's not hard to do. Amen. Trust and obey. Believe God. Continue and make it a way of life to walk by faith and not by sight. No matter what it looked like, trust him. Lord, I trust you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I trust you that even every ear that has tuned in to this broadcast today, I trust and believe. Hallelujah, that you move upon their hearts in the name of Jesus to trust you, and that you move like you moved upon the waters to still and calm the sea, that you will calm all the stress and the unbelief, that it would come in line with the word of God, and they will begin to trust you today while it is yet called today. Amen. Trust God. Believe him for the overflow. Believe him for abundance in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have more than enough. And we're able to share with one another in the name of Jesus. Those that are believing to be able to eat today, to be able to share sandwiches today, that they will be able to do it from their heart. Hallelujah. Operating in the wisdom of God and the authority and believing that he has made them powerful to be able to receive and believe in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for this broadcast. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that we're able to share you with them. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your healing virtue. Yes. 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 Yes.
You know, I wanted to in my spirit, I'm feeling right now that some of you now that are listening may believe that you are not qualified, but that's a lie from the devil.
Amen.
You are qualified. In Romans 8 and 15, he says, you know, it's not by a religious duty that we are saved. It's by grace. That's why I love this program. It's grace authority. Authority, yes. Grace.
Yes.
If we receive authority through grace, by faith in Christ Jesus, that's where our authority comes from. Everything, yes, we have, it is a favor. It's a favor from God.
Yes.
Unmerited, undeserved favor for those that think that you are not qualified. That is not true. That's a lie. When you receive Jesus, you don't receive him because of good works. You receive him because of the grace of God. It is a gift from God. And once you receive him, that's it. You have life eternal.
Yes, yes.
You have life eternal. And if you don't know him, this is the time where we are imploring you to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Because these are perilous times right now. Perilous times. And we want you to experience the no fear that we experience. The peace and the love and the faith from the vine that is Jesus. Everything we have is from him. He is,
yes,
the vine. We are the branches. And the fruit that comes on the branches, they are fruit from God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
But in order for you to experience it, you have to believe that he was raised from the dead. He died and he was buried and he was raised from the dead. It's not hard, like my sister said. It's not hard. It is not hard. He said, come unto me, all who labor. He said, he will give you rest. And that's what he wants. He wants to give you rest. And if you have enough time, just want to read this out of the Passion Translation. In,
yes,
in the Romans 8:15, it says, and you did not receive the spirit of religious duty. That means that it came by grace. You didn't,
yes,
do anything to receive this, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough, of never being qualified. He said, but you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God, and you will never feel orphaned, for as he rises up within you, our spirits join him in saying the words of tender affection, beloved,
yes,
Father. We can call him Father, not just God, but Father.
Yes.
He's our Father. Amen. He said, for the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God, makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost being, you are God's beloved child.
Thank you,
that'll
Jesus.
Never change.
Thank you,
never
Jesus.
Change.
Thank you,
never
Lord.
Change. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. That's how much He loves us.
Yes.
He loves us.
Thank you,
He
Jesus.
Will never, we will never, ever be plucked out of His hand. He will never leave us nor forsake us, ever.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
He will never.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
He will never
Thank
leave
you,
us.
Lord.
He will never.
Never
leave us. That's why He said, if you're in my yes. hand, that was good, John. He said, if you're in my hand, no man can pluck you out.
Yes, yes.
Amen. So we don't have to believe the lies of the enemy. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word. Hallelujah. It's true. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you,
That's
Jesus.
He said it's sharp. And it goes down in deep. Amen. His word is true.
Yes. Yes.
And it's exciting to read about, to hear about, to speak about a true and living word, a word that is alive today.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We don't have to go and hope that the word worked. Hope that this word, when we open the pages, this word is in there. No, it's in there. It's true. It's living.
Yes, it is.
Amen. You could try it. Amen. And know that it's real.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, there's none like Him. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. This was a very, very good word from the Holy Ghost. And it's amazing that you used Romans 8 because I had, and I didn't even tell you, my scriptures are nothing. But we know it's by the Holy Ghost because I had Romans 8, 32 through 37 written down. And when you came with it, it was amazing because I was like, Lord, I know. Because before this broadcast, I always pray. I'm on my knees. I bow down before the Lord. And I say, Lord, these are your people that are listening, not mine. These are your people that you bring to this radio broadcast. And they never, you know, we never meet them. They never call. They never write. But we know that they're receiving. Amen. I said, these are your people. So you speak to them what you want to hear. So when you hear the word of God coming through the airways, you know it is divine. Amen. Nothing that we made up, nothing that we rehearsed and put together. None of that, because when the Lord gave me the opportunity to come on this broadcast and begin this broadcast, it was all divine. A lady called me. She said, I need you to get your voice out there. People need to hear what God is saying through you and how He's using you. Amen. And it's so amazing because you don't have to see me to know that God is real. To know that His word is true. Amen. And I know that there are some out there that wait to get this word. Because sometimes this is the only word they get. Some people don't have Bibles. Amen. But if you would email me and let me know that you would like to have a Bible to read. Maybe you would like to have it to read along with us, or maybe you would just like to have a Bible that you can read at night or at your quiet time. All you have to do is email me and say, Prophetess Demetria, I would love to have a Bible. Amen. And I know a lot of people have the internet, and you can pull it up on the internet, and you go into that Gateway Bible, and you pull up the translation that you understand, amen, and you can read along with us, and you can have the same understanding, amen, and the Lord will speak to you through these pages as you're reading. If you get your Bible, and you open that Bible up, and you begin to read, the pages will begin to cause you to understand every word that you read. Understanding will happen by the Holy Ghost, not the pages. I'm not talking about literal pages going to make you understand. Don't go back and tell nobody I said that. I'm saying that when you get in the Word, understanding will come. Why? Because you're allowing it to get in your eye gate. You're reading it out loud. It's bouncing back into your ear gate. And as you read it out of your mouth, you are speaking it out of your mouth gate. Amen. So, I'm going to encourage you to read this word.
Yes. Also, those that are listening right now and are writing this down, you can write down the 119th division of Psalms in verse 130. It says, "The entrance of your words gives light."
Yes.
"It gives understanding."
Yes.
"To
yes,
the simple."
It does. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, yes. It gives light and understanding.
That's right.
You know, it's a story. It's a story in the Bible. I believe it's in John. I don't want to say, but it was Jesus. It was after the resurrection. I think like John 21. It was after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it was two disciples. So they said it, the story goes they were on their road to Emmaus. And so Jesus, he showed up on the road. He was walking with them. And they was talking about all the events that happened, the resurrection of Jesus. And this, I'm just paraphrasing it. He said, "Well, what's all the excitement about?" He said, and they asked him, "Where you been? You know, you didn't hear about what happened, about, you know, the Messiah being died on the cross." And so then fast forward, they still didn't know that there was Jesus that they were walking with. But the Word of God says that until he opened up the understanding of their eyes, that's when they recognized that he was Jesus.
Amen.
So the whole, yes, it's a word. Jesus is the Word, and he brings light. It says, "The entrance of your words gives light." He will give you light and understanding in the Word of God. If you ask him.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, you have to ask him. Say, "Lord, open up the eyes of my understanding in the name of Jesus." Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. And he will give it to you. And he will give it to you, and he won't take it back. Amen.
Yes, right.
Glory to God. It's so exciting to know that he is, amen, a true and living light. You know, it's not just a light like you turn a light bulb on and off, or the light like the sun. And sun gives light in the day, and the moon gives light at night. But he is a light unto your pathway. He's a lamp unto your feet. He is a light. He opens up things that you ask him. You say, "Lord, open this up to me. I need to know. I need to see it. I want to see it with my mind's eye." And he'll do that for you. Amen.
Yes.
And it doesn't take long. It's like he's a right now God. Amen.
Yes.
And I just really, really, really just can't say it enough that I want you to believe and receive this word and understand it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The grace of God gives you the authority and the power. Amen?
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank the Lord for Jesus. Thank the Lord for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining and tuning in with us today in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that you have been enlightened, because that is what we're here to do, to bring understanding and to enlighten you when you tune in. Amen. And you walk away saying, hey, I want to go read Romans. I want to go read John. You know, I want to go dig into Luke 10. I want to go in and read Hebrews. You know, it just really encourages you to go in and read all the scriptures that you've heard us speak. Hebrews 13 and 5. You know, these are scriptures that are going to encourage you to know that you have the authority in the mighty name of Jesus over the spirit of fear. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Trust God. Trust God. And until we meet again, hallelujah. Again, remember, you can email me and request a Bible. Amen. And I'll be glad to make sure you get that Bible. And for those of you that are internet savvy, you can go to Bible Gateway and you can read along with us in the translations of the Passion Translation. It really gives you really good understanding. The Tree of Life, it helps you understand on the level. And of course, always remember the King James Version. Amen.
Yeah.
And until we meet again, praise God and thank you. This has been Authority Grace with Joan and Prophetess Demetria. We love you. God bless you.
Amen.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. God bless.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.